Well, next this afternoon, your eyesight is one of the most valuable things that you will ever possess. Vista work tirelessly to improve the lives of people who are blind or visually impaired and raise awareness of eye care. Well, a new project that Vista have launched aims to teach people to detect eye problems in children at a very young age. Steve Payne is Operations Director at Vista, and he joins us now to tell us more. Steve, how on earth are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Eddie. How are you?
Very well, very well. Always good to see you, Steve. First of all, let's get back to the start of this. Just explain to us briefly about the great work you do at Vista.
Yeah, of course. Vista are a local society, a local charity in Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland, providing services to individuals from cradle to grave, really, right the way from birth, right the way through to our residential services. This is about providing services that give people their independence when they lose their sight. So it's basically saying that the world's not over when you have a sight loss.
I know that we've done work with you before with Vista. We've had guests on. You've come and seen us. We've talked about Braille. We've talked about online and how people can, you know, learning to use technology and technology buddies and things like that. I mean, this is a case, isn't it? I know that people speak so passionately about the case that when they come to Vista, they feel like their lives are over if they've lost their eyesight. Changing that around, things don't have to stop.
No, absolutely. Our information team in the hospitals pick those people up at registration, the point when people are probably at their lowest, when you're told that your sight isn't going to get any better and only going to get progressively worse. So we pick them up at that stage and then we take them through that progression. So as people stop being able to do the things that they could do when they got full sight, we retrain them how to do it so their lives can be independent and carry on.
And training, you spoke there from cradle to grave, you know, being with people right throughout their lives if they've got any eye problems. You're aiming to train people though in a completely different way now as well.
Yeah, the important thing that we want to set from the charity is that people start to look after their eyes from a very, very early stage. And this is about raising the awareness right the way across organisations, early years, settings, schools, primary schools, right the way through to employment. If people can see people struggling with a sight loss and identify that earlier, then the sooner we can intervene or people can intervene. And that way we can get the help in sooner rather than later to give people the best start in life.
So sooner rather than later, this is a case you've brought in a whole bag of props here that have, I mean, I'm 32, but already I can see bright colours in animals and I'm getting excited by it. You know, you got my attention already, Steve. I mean, what's the aim of this then? Like you're saying then, of talking about eye care and eye problems right from an early age.
Yes, definitely. This pack that we've got here is our Let's Get Moving pack. We launched it on Monday. What we do with this pack is we take it out to early years practitioners. We spent a lot of time developing the pack. It's about having fun in nursery settings and preschool settings. We know that children of a very young age are not going to sit down at an optician's screening and get that really good eye test that you are going to identify problems. So this way we can teach practitioners to look for eye problems in children, to look for squints, to look to see if their peripheral vision's suffering, to see if they're struggling identifying colours, and to identify what we call tracking, where is they're watching movements of scarves or feathers as they track them across the room. And that's what the pack consists of, some really basic props.
See, I never, ever even thought, I mean, this is for my ignorance really more than anything. Like you say, if you've got a small child, they don't want to get their eyes tested. They can't tell you what's the matter with their eyes. But with things like this, like you say, these are kind of telltale signs that you can watch out for and potentially divert a huge problem in later years.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, the props in the pack, we have things like coloured scarves, 6 or 7 different coloured scarves. The children can look through those scarves and see the world in a different perspective. They can wave the scarves around, ask them to identify the different colours, tell them to pick items from around the room that are the same colour as the scarf they've got in their hands. So it's helping them mobilise to socialise and to also look to see if they can identify those same colours.
So is it fair to say, do you think, that we don't care about our eyes enough?
Definitely not. This is why we took this right back to the early stages. Again, people wait till later on in life till their sight begins to suffer. And by then, it's often too late. So you end up getting your vision corrected through glasses, like my good self wearing glasses. But if we can detect problems earlier, we're not saying that it can be cured, but people don't have to basically struggle with the sight loss they've got.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, so how will this work then, Steve? Because, you know, you've got this wonderful set here. Is it a case that you'll be going, are you getting in touch with nurseries in early years, or are you looking for people to get in touch with you?
It's a bit of both. We've done a double edge here. A lot of practitioners that have got to hear about this through our pilot stage have tested this, and the word of mouth has really gotten around that people want to get interested in it. So, of course, we've already got a bank of early year settings that are interested. But, yeah, of course, we want people to contact us if they've got an interest in this and would like to come on a training session with us so we can put this into their setting.
And that's the thing, isn't it? If you're training people, you know, then people, you know, whoever you train can then tell, you know, another two or three people, you know, and all of a sudden this is gonna snowball, isn't it? You know, this is what you want. You want to raise this awareness.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, ordinarily in the nurseries that we're putting this out to, all the early year settings, there can be anything from 10 to 30 children. So if we're then putting a information sheet in with that class that the practitioners give to the parents at the end of the day to say, this is what your child's been doing today in nursery, and here's some information from Vista, who they are, what we do, and how they can look after their child's eyes in a practical way. So we give them some things that they can think about when the child's out walking with them, or giving them other activities to get involved in. It means that they also start to take ownership of the child's sight as well, which is really, really important.
All power to you. If anyone's sat and they're thinking, this is great what you guys are doing, I need to know more, I want to go on that training course, I need to get in touch with Vista, how do they find you? What's the best way?
Our best way is through our helpline. That's 0116 249 8839.
That's it. There you have. Give it out again. Go on, Steve. Like, because someone's scrabbling around like frantically at the minute for a number, for a pen. Like, thinking, oh, my pen don't work. Go on. Give us a number again, Steve.
It's again, a Leicester number, 0116 249 8839.
It's great to see you, Steve. Thank you ever so much. Hope to see you soon. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Thank you Amy. So much. Thank you.
My thanks there to Steve Payne for joining us. Steve's the operations director at Vista, talking about the early years project. It just goes to show, doesn't it? You know, get in there early. Look out for these problems. These kind of, like, you know, like Steve says, it's not necessarily going to cure them, but you've not got to struggle. That's what it's all about. If you want any more information as well, all you need to do is head over to your internet machine, type in Vista Leicester, up it'll pop, jobs are good 'un.